ॐ नमः प्रणवाथाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे सिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम् सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः चातुर्वर्ण्यं मया सृष्टं गुणकर्म विभागशः तस्य कर्तारमपि मां विध्यकर्तारमव्ययम् भगवान् वांट्स् टु रिवील् हिस् पारमार्थिक स्वरूप दट् ईवन् दो हि इस् इन्वाल्व्ड् इन् ग्रेट् अण्ड् ग्राण्ड् आक्टिविटीस् like srishti, siti, laya, like dividing the humanity according to their guna karma, Bhagavan still claims that I am akarta, I am a non-doer. In order to insist that idea, he quotes here one of his grand activities, that is dividing the humanity according to their guna and karma, according to the natural inclinations, svabhava, and according to their profession. So we are seeing varnashrama vyavastha, which is given by the Lord through the Veda. In the last class we saw, one and the same person can be viewed in three different ways. According to guna, he may be a brahmana, according to the profession he may be a kshatriya, according to the jati he may be even a shudraha. One and the same person can be a combination of all these divisions. Bhagavan claims that he is the cause of division according to the guna and karma. So we raised a question in the last class, of these three categories which classifies the humanity, which category we have to take? We saw humanity cannot avoid classification according to the guna. In any human society, in any civilization, there will be some people who are brahmanas, dedicated for wisdom, who are men of character, and at the same time there will be some people who are naturally inclined to serve the society and who are ready to sacrifice their own life. And naturally another category is their vaishya, according to inclination, always self-centered, selfish group will be there. And fourth one, shudra, that is a lazy group. So no society can avoid this classification according to the guna. And according to the profession also, this classification cannot be avoided. There will be some people who are dedicated for learning and teaching. There will be some people who are dedicated for protecting the society. There will be some people who are dedicated for doing business. And there will be some people who will be assisting all the other three categories. But jatitaya, according to the birth, chaturvarnam is there, that can be there in one society, that need not be there in other societies also. Then we ask the question, is there any gradation between the classification, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra classification, is there any gradation? According to jati, there is no possibility of having gradation because all the bodies are pancha bhautikam. All the bodies come to existence due to their own karma, due to the ignorance. No one can claim superiority based on his birth or caste. All are equal by birth. The present caste problem has come into existence in Hinduism due to the undue claim of superiority based on this jati. When a person's character is not good and he is selfish, still he claims respect based on his caste, naturally society will refuse to give that respect. Therefore, society cannot accept this claim, and therefore there will be quarrel or disagreement between who demands respect and who doesn't give respect. So therefore, humiliation will be there on the part of weaker section. Hinduism suffered much due to this undue claim. It's a stain on Hinduism. Nowadays it is going slowly. It should go, it will go. And as Swami Vivekananda says, one of the reasons why this India went into slavery is because Bhagavan himself could not withstand that type of humiliation on one another. So he had to bring some other people outside the country to put all the people into slavery. Then karma vibhaga, according to the profession also, no one can claim that I am superior or inferior. All types of profession are equally important. As Swami Vivekananda says, each one is great in his own place. In his own place means in his own profession. Every profession is great in its own angle. You cannot grade Raja as a great person and a shoemaker as a lower person. Society requires everyone's participation, and all the people cannot do all types of works also. That's why in Veda, in Purusha Sukta, Brahmano osya mukham asit bahura janyah kritaha puru tadasya yad vaishyaha padhyagam shudro ajayate. Mantra comes. The Veda says, if you take the entire creation or entire humanity as the manifestation of the Lord, as one body of the Lord, this karma brahmana is the mukham of the Lord. Mukham stands for vak. Vak stands for vidya, jnanam. And karma kshatriya, bahu rajanya kritaha. Karma kshatriya will be the bahu. Bahu means arms of the Lord. Arms stands for protection, protecting the society. Then karma vaishya is compared to thighs of the Lord. Thai stands for friend. Then karma shudra is compared to feet of the Lord. Feet generally stand for the base. Whole body is standing on the feet. So, no part of the body is either superior or inferior. All belong to the Lord's body only. That is the revelation in the Veda. Therefore, there is no gradation according to karma also. Then third is guna vibhaga. Is there any gradation with regard to guna vibhaga? Shastra says, yes, certainly there is a gradation with regard to guna vibhaga. A person has to be respected according to his character. And guna brahmanaha is a person who is standing superior most in that ladder due to his character. He is almost near to the Lord. He is a blessing to the society. Very life itself is a blessing to the society. Being Sattva Guna Pradhani, he is a wise man and leads a saintly life without harming any creature in the world, helping everyone. Without asking for, he gets automatically respect. Guna Kshatriya stands in the second place because of his unselfish attitude. Even though he is active, because of his unselfish attitude, he gets the respect. Of course, respect lower than the Guna Brahman. Then Guna Vaishya stands in the third place. Guna Shudra is the lowliest one. He is nearer to the animal. If a person's character is only governed by his likes and dislikes, governed by instincts, natural instincts, animalistic instincts, then naturally society will not respect him. Therefore, he stands at the lowest level. And Shastra says, everyone should try to become Guna Brahmanaha. Though he is Jatitaya, according to the caste, he is a Shudra, but he has to struggle to become Guna Brahmanaha gradually. That growth in the character doesn't happen in one day. People's life is governed by attitudes. Attitudes are governed by convictions. Convictions are governed by understanding. Understandings are governed by learning process. So, lot of things he had to learn. And an intelligent person learns from others' mistakes, and an idiotic person, even though repeatedly getting suffering, he doesn't learn. Therefore, that growth in character doesn't happen in one day. So there should be a gradual growth. Guna Shudra to Guna Vaishya, Guna Vaishya to Guna Kshatriya, Guna Kshatriya to Guna Brahmanaha. Then the question comes, on what basis a person's profession should be chosen? Three categories there. One is Guna, second one is profession, third one is Jati. So profession can be taken either according to the Guna or according to the Jati. But in both selection, both type of choice, there are advantages and disadvantages. Whether the profession should be according to Gunaha or according to Jati. The answer is, profession can be according to either one of them. Both have certain advantages and disadvantages. If a person chooses profession based on Guna, the advantage is, because he naturally has that Guna, that is, if a person chooses the profession, Brahmana profession, learning and teaching, if he chooses according to Brahmana Guna, naturally he is contemplative person, Sattva-Guna Pradhani, so therefore he will enjoy that profession, he can love that profession, no stress and strain. That is the advantage. What is the disadvantage? In knowing whether my Guna is Brahmana Guna, Kshatriya Guna, I don't know. Because Guna manifests after the age of 8 or 10. So confusion will be there, what type of character I have. And when he finds that my character is, character means what? Inclination is very contemplative inclination. So now I will decide to go and learn. Suppose he decides, you cannot give education because already 10 years over. So no early training is possible. Confusion will be there in choosing, and very difficult to know a person's guna. But if your profession based on jati, advantage is you need not choose. Father is carpenter, son also will be carpenter. Early training is also available, and there is no competition also. You need not apply for job if it is based on jati. What is the disadvantage? Disadvantage is terrible, because if he doesn't like that job, if he considers that job as a lower job, whole life, the society will not allow him to change, so whole life will be a torture for him. So that is a disadvantage. Now again, one more question comes. Why our culture, our forefathers decided to choose profession according to jati? Because this culture based on jatitaya karma. So if you are a son of a carpenter, you should be a carpenter only. Society did not allow him to change. If anybody wants to change, they have to prove their capacity first, then only they are allowed to change. Suppose Vishwamitra Rishi, he became Brahmana. He became Brahmana. He gave up his Kshatriya Dharma. But how much struggle he had to go through just to change his way of life. So why forefathers decided to choose profession according to jati? Why they did not choose guna based profession? For a person of Brahmana guna, Brahmana karma is perfectly suitable. For a person of Kshatriya guna, Kshatriya profession is perfectly suitable. Then why they have not allowed a person to select according to his guna? He was not allowed to select his profession according to his guna. He was forced to select the profession according to jati or caste. Anything done in our culture has a meaning that should be understood properly. Our forefathers have selected this choice. Instead of selecting guna-based profession, they have selected jati-based profession, and there are five valid reasons are there for this. One reason is, the Shastra says, very human birth is according to karma, according to purva vasana. According to prarabdha karma only, very human birth happens. So, the human birth, the type of body, the type of gender, the type of deformities, all are decided by his prarabdha karma. Therefore, tradition believes a child born to a brahmana parent will have brahmana guna. Because parentage, environment, body, gender, so many things are determined by the purva vasana or prarabdha karma. So they have taken for granted, since Bhagavan cannot be bribed, since Bhagavan is a samadarshi, he will not put someone in an unwanted environment. But if a jiva has come to unwanted environment, that jiva deserves that, because that jiva has that type of inclination. So they have taken that as a pramanam for their belief. One reason is, according to purva vasana, the jiva has come to that type of environment. Second one is, guna or character cannot be determined before the age of 10 or 50. How can we know a child has this type of guna? Whether it has a contemplative character, or active character, or selfish character, or unselfish character. How we know? We cannot know as long as the child doesn't grow up to 10 or 15 years old. Therefore, there is no possibility of putting the child into early training. Suppose if a child is given early training in any department, the child may develop that type of inclination. But in this case, 10 years before you cannot know. Therefore, early training is not possible. And no possibility of proper training if education starts after 10 years. After 10 years, if we start alphabet, what will happen? Nothing will happen. So at a very early age, if the child starts getting education under the guidance of his own father, there is a possibility that child may develop that inclination and it can become an expert in that field. And lots of leisure available, no competition for livelihood. This is the second reason. First reason is what? According to Purva Samskara, a jiva comes. Therefore, a jiva which has come as a child of that parent, naturally the jiva deserves that type of way of life. Therefore, they have given same way of life of the parents. Second one is, determining the guna, character of the child is not possible before 10 years. And once you decide, afterwards it is not possible to train the child. Third one is, the character, the guna is subject to change. 10th year, the child is one type. 15th year, the child is another type. Very mother complained, Swamiji, when you were child, how nice he was. Now just mustache has come, just he has gone to PU college. Now he is totally different. Correct? So the character or guna are subject to change. If you start training at the early age, then you can change the child's guna also. Even if it doesn't have that type of inclination, you can feed that inclination. For example, a child of brahmana parent does not have brahmana guna. Say for example, a child of brahmana parent doesn't have brahmana guna. Brahmana guna means what? Contemplative nature, a studying nature. But because of early training, because of the parent's love and care, that guna can be created. So this is the third reason. Determining guna is very difficult. Third one is, that guna is subject to change. Fourth one is, human mind is naturally immature. It is naturally immature and fickle one. Today it will decide one thing, tomorrow it will decide another thing. Today night while going to bed, it will put alarm 6 o'clock. Tomorrow morning when alarm rings, immediately mind will tell what? Another 10 minutes apart. Same mind only decided to get up early morning, but when the occasion comes, immediately it changes its decision. So it is immature and fickle. It cannot determine its own guna. A person don't know what is his character. The mind is led by whims and fancies. Therefore, if the individual is given choice to choose his way of life, he cannot make a right choice. Not only that, he won't stick to his own choice. First thing is, not able to make right choice. That's why nowadays, for admission in college, you have to see, there will be tremendous anxiety which department of science I have to select. Whether engineering, or botany, or mathematics, or computer science. And now the selection criterion is neither guna nor jati. The selection criterion is what? Money. Salary is the selection criterion. Of course, after getting salary, they get into trouble, other types of trouble. So here, the individual cannot make a right choice. And even after choosing, he is not able to stick to his choice. Without stability in choice, he cannot get any education. 6 months he goes to carpentry. Next 6 months he goes to weaving the thread, that is weaver. Then after 6 months he goes for art. Then after 6 months he goes for music. Nothing will happen. So without stability in choice, a person cannot get any education, any training in the profession. Therefore, to an immature person, freedom should not be given. That is the sense of the culture. An individual doesn't have freedom as long as his social status are concerned. Profession is governed by social status. Therefore, an immature person, for him, freedom should not be given. Because in the name of freedom, he will disturb the society. He will disturb the society. Vedic society did not give that freedom. Freedom not only in choosing the profession. It doesn't give freedom in choosing even spouse. You cannot choose your spouse. In Vedic culture, parents will decide what type of spouse you have to. Only at the time of marriage you will see first time, oh, this is my wife, this is my husband, like that. So it does not give freedom in even eating habits. If you are a brahmana, you should not touch non-vegetarian food. If you are a sannyasi, you should not touch non-vegetarian. Like that, there are a lot of restrictions, social restrictions were there. No freedom in religious practices also. Suppose, a son of Shaivite parents, in those days he cannot put nama. He cannot go to Venkatachalapati temple. They will beat him. Now you can, now nobody is there to govern. I am talking about the Vedic culture. So if you are from this particular kula, your kula devata is there, your way of worship is there, your rituals are there, that only you have to do. If you are a kshatriya, you are allowed to do certain type of yaga, rajasui yaga and other yaga. If you are a brahmana, you are not allowed to do. You cannot say, everybody has freedom for everything. No, society did not accept it because immaturity along with freedom creates chaos. That's what now in all democratic society we find, all are free. They can speak anything, but what they speak you cannot hear. You open the media, what they speak you cannot hear. But they say it is a freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is valuable and useful to the society. Only the society or the individual has the maturity what to speak. Now, no maturity is there, freedom is there, therefore he speaks and ultimately chaos in the society. But there are exceptions. For a matured person, those exceptions were given, like Vishwamitra, as I told. Vishwamitra revolted that I want to become a brahmana, guna brahmana. He cannot change his caste. He is by caste, by birth is kshatriya only. But he told, just because I am born to a kshatriya parent, I don't want to have this kshatriya profession, kshatriya nature. I want to become a brahmana profession and brahmana nature. Then they told, first you prove your capacity. 5,000 years of tapas, and with lot of obstacles, Menaka, so many other people came. Ultimately he proved that, yes, I have that capacity. So exemptions are given. And Dronacharya, by birth, he was a brahmana, but he has chosen kshatriya vritti. Like that, there are exceptions. But in general, this freedom of choice, according to their own whims and fancies, was not given. Then fifth reason is, very, very important reason. The Vedic culture asks, why you want to choose your profession, you tell. There must be some reason for choosing the profession. what is the reason that you don't like your parental profession? You tell. You have to tell some reason. No reason is a reason, because all professions are respected as noble profession. By any profession you can gain chitta shuddhi. If you do the same profession, the carpenter can become a saint. Not only a brahmana is allowed to become a saint, a carpenter can become a saint, a scavenger become a saint. And if you go to many temples, you will find people's statues. By birth they are from scavenger family, but they are respected as greatest saints in temples. So any person has the capacity to convert himself as a guna brahmana without changing his profession. So profession was not an obstacle in bringing out his inner divinity. He is not governed by his whims and fancies. Therefore the goal of human life prescribed by the Vedic culture is moksha. Not money, not wealth, not any other thing, social status. Moksha is the goal of life. And that moksha can be attained through gaining the knowledge, and that knowledge can be attained through gaining chitta shuddhi. That chitta shuddhi can be attained through your own profession. Not that if you know only Veda, then only you will have chitta shuddhi. Nowhere it is told. You can attain chitta shuddhi by sadharma. Sadharme nidhanam shreyaha, Bhagavan says to Arjuna. Hey Arjuna, sadharme nidhanam shreyaha. It is your sadharma. It is your dharma, personal dharma. You can gain highest knowledge by going through the process. And that process is doing the same thing with the attitude of karma yoga, which will provide chitta shuddhi for you. There is no superiority or inferiority in any type of profession. That's why in Mahabharata you will come across a dharma vyada. He is a meat seller, and from his mouth great philosophy comes, Advaita philosophy comes, dharma vyada. So profession does not give dignity to a person, the person gives dignity to the profession. Now what we think, you ask anyone, he doesn't have any good opinion about himself, but he has good or bad opinion about his profession. You ask anyone, sir, who are you, sir? He will not tell, I am so and so. He will tell about his status, about his profession. I am police officer, I am teacher, I am DGP, I am IPS. What does it mean? He doesn't have anything to say about his own character. He depends, that's why people after retirement also, they will put DGP in bracket, retired. That means the person stands based on his profession. Our culture says, a profession stands on you. You have acquired that profession, you have acquired that degree. You cannot depend upon it. That has to depend upon you. You give dignity to that profession. Profession doesn't give dignity to the person. So it is a very, very beautiful concept that individuality is kept whatever he may be. As an individual, he is great if his character is great. Whether his profession is Kshatriya profession or Shudra profession or Vaishya profession, if his character is great, the person is great. So profession doesn't give dignity to a person, but the character of a person brings dignity to the profession. That's why now what we find, all Vaishyas and Shudras are sitting in Kshatriya Karma. Kshatriya Karma means what? Protecting the society, administration, politics, these are all Kshatriya Karma. Who are sitting there? Business people are sitting there. That's why everywhere bribe, corruption going on. How? Because he is a selfish man. The Vaishya, Guna Vaishya is a selfish person. So anything he wants to do, he will see whether I get any portion or not. And they are lazy, not able to even decide. Policy decisions are very, very difficult nowadays. They cannot decide things because they don't have thinking capacity. All Shudra and Guna Vaishya are sitting in the Kshatriya profession now. That's why all chaos in the society. Because of this choice, there was no competition for any particular profession. Very, very important. There was no competition for any particular profession. Even if you ask them to change, they will say no. Even a shoemaker had a respect in the society, in the Vedic society I am telling. In the Vedic society, everyone had a respect if his character is good. So Vedic society chose jati-based karma rather than guna-based karma because of all these five valid reasons. Now another question comes. If it is having lot of valid reasons, why this jati based karma, which is choice of Vedic culture, which was chosen not by ordinary people, by rishis? Because Manusmriti talks about all these things, jati based karma. So why it is failed in the modern age? Correct? It's a natural question. If it is a well introspected, unselfish way of choice, why it fails? The answer is, main answer is, the goal of human life is shifted from moksha to arthaka. Simple answer. The goal of human life is shifted from moksha to arthaka. If moksha is the goal, all have access to that moksha. What is that access? Jnana prapti. How jnana prapti happens? By chitta shuddhi, purity of mind. Purity of mind is possible in any profession. The profession is not a criterion, either gaining or not gaining purity of mind. But once you take the goal of human life from moksha to artha and kama, naturally dharma also will not stand. Values, moral values will not stand. Moral values for what? Moral values not for earning money or any sense pleasure. So the goal of life is shifted from moksha to artha kama. Artha kama oriented life made the people to drop their swadharma. It made them to have selfishness, naturally, undue demands of certain privileges, resorting to questionable means to earn more and more wealth. Once a brahmana forgets that his goal of life is moksha, naturally all brahmanas are now where they are. Either in military or in administration. No brahmana, at least 99% of brahmana doesn't do now brahmana vritti at all. He doesn't like that brahmana vritti. He feels it is a very lonely one. But he feels if he is an IAS officer or a politician or a businessman, he says, I am a businessman like that. But his vritti must be what? Brahmana vritti, he doesn't like it. Why? Because the goal of life is changed from moksha to artha kama. Artha means what? Money. Money means no end for earning all this. Suppose to earn that, you have to compromise with the values and you will demand certain privileges based on your caste, and if society doesn't give that privileges, you will resort to questionable means also. So naturally, everybody competed for a profession which gives more privileges, more wealth, more respect. So the profession which has more money, more respect becomes a superior profession. Other professions like labor and other things became considered as inferior. Naturally, everyone competed for superior job privileges. So dharma gone in the modern society because of the brahmana gave up his dharma. Yadyad acharati sreshtaha tattadeve tarojanaha. He is a person who was considered in the society as a model person. His life was considered as a model life. When he gave up his swadharma, when he went behind the money and sense pleasure, so naturally others also followed his course. What is his profession? His profession is learning and teaching. His profession is learning and teaching, but he took to paradharma, politics, business, administration like that. And due to their intelligence, Gayatri Japa was going there in that blood, so therefore Medha Shakti is there. So wherever they went, they excelled. 95% is very easy for them. And the mind is totally concentrated mind, therefore that category excelled in the worldly achievements. So other groups were naturally envious about their worldly achievements. Everyone followed the brahmanas who have given up their swadharma, and others also gave up their swadharma and competed for lucrative jobs. Slowly the degradation happened. And in order to protect their selfish interest, this brahmana who has given up his swadharma, he has taken to all types of vices also. He will create division in the society. Suppose if society is gathered together, he will be in trouble. Therefore he has divided his society. He did not impart the knowledge which was given by his forefathers freely. He did not impart to this society. He stopped teaching the society. He stopped teaching the society. When there is no flow of knowledge from one generation to another generation, naturally the second generation will suffer out of ignorance. Lot of superstitions comes out, and therefore their way of life will be something other than the Vedic culture. Then they branded that group, you are untouchable. How nice is it? Degradation process. Swamiji analyzes this in his complete verse. You can find all this analysis. How this degradation happened. Because the top person, he is a man of character, society will be a man of character. If that person is not a man of character, naturally, he will quote, avare maadutarappa na maadna enappa. Like that, the degradation happened. For this degradation, we cannot blame the rishis, we cannot blame the original tradition of our rishis. This degradation and this human insult is the, because one part of the humanity was insulted. We branded our own people as what? Chandal. Our own people. He is there to help the other three community. That fourth community was branded as Chandala. Chandala means what? Untouchable. So it was a great sin on the part of humanity. Therefore, Bhagavan has to send someone who is more Chandala than this Chandala, who is more barbarian. They are barbarian. All Huns and Genghis Khan, those people came, na? Mughals and others. More barbarian. At least our fourth category had some culture. These fellows did not have culture. They came outside from the country and simply smashed the Indian culture and Indian nation. So this is one of the reasons for 1,000 years of slavery, according to Swami Vivekananda. This degradation and this human insult is the cause. Bhagavan wanted to teach us a lesson for this heinous crime against humanity. How can you say somebody is untouchable? Hey, his body is equal to your body. His atma is not different from your atma. It is not different when you look at him from the angle of consciousness. The antaryami who is inside you, who is inside him, both are same Bhagavan. And if you take the person from the physical body, his body is also a panchabhautikam with food, blood, everything. Same thing you are. In what way you are great? So it was a heinous crime against the humanity. Therefore he had to send looters to conquer this land, to conquer the Minas. When, after 1,000 years of suffering, when our own people have understood, our own people started a voice against this untouchability, when we learned the lesson and when we started correcting our own mistakes, finally Bhagavan helped us to gain that freedom, political freedom. Still we are not free. Politically at least we are free. Culture-wise we are not yet free. Because culture-wise still that thing is there. He is lower caste, I am higher caste. What higher caste? You don't know even Gayatri Mantra. You don't chant also. And that Upavita also you don't keep. Upavita means what? That Janivara. And one day before you put Janivara, third day you remove that Janivara. What culture you have? What is the difference between your life and his lifestyle? So, it's a hopeless claim based on certain prejudice. When our own people started thinking about the Minas, Raja Ram Mohan Rai and other people, they are higher caste people. Mahatma Gandhiji voice for this case. We should not treat the another human being. And Sri Ramakrishna, Sharada Devi, all these people have given their voice silently, directly or indirectly, by their lifestyle or by their teachings. According to Sri Ramakrishna, all are same. Humanity, he divided into two. One is Bhakta, another is Abhakta. Abhakta means what? Non-devotee, that's all. Devotees all are one, he used to say. And Holy Mother gone one more step behind. Whether you are Bhakta or Abhakta, you are my child. Over. One da. Holy Mother Sarada Devi never considered humanity as two. Whether you are Abhakta or Bhakta or criminal, anybody, you are my child. Over. So when the society started thinking like this, Bhagavan helped the Indian society and gave great stalwarts inside the society, and he got this political freedom. In this modern age, what we should do? That is the another question. This is the old history. So what we understand from this discussion, Bhagavan is not responsible for jati based superiority or inferiority, but Bhagavan is responsible for guna based, karma based classification. And there is no superiority or inferiority with regard to jati or with regard to profession, but certainly there is a superiority with regard to character. Then this culture, Vedic culture, has taken to jati based profession based on certain valid reasons, which we saw, five reasons we saw. And the humanity's goal of life was moksha. Now it is totally taken away. Moksha was enannu kelutan elli idara avaru kelutanenge. One person went to West, it seems, they asked, do you know Gita? That person himself came and told. When they asked, I thought somebody, some famous person, actress or somebody, they are asking. So I told, no, I don't see cinema, so I don't know Gita. No, Gita you don't know? Like that they asked, it seems. Swamiji, afterwards only coming to here, I understood that he was asking, Bhagavad Gita do you know or not? That is the condition. Now moksha is totally removed from human goal. Nobody tries for moksha, but everybody tries for what? Salary, good family life, like that. So what we have to do in this modern culture? Should we go back to jati based profession, or should we go to guna based profession? That is the question. Now in this modern age, modern acharyas means acharyas who have analyzed the social evils, they have given certain clarifications. How can your life be? They accepted jati based karma is not possible. We cannot go back to jati based karma. They have given freedom to choose his own profession according to qualification and capacity, not according to guna. According to guna, if you try job, you will be unemployed whole life. So according to your qualification you can try, according to your capacity you can sustain in that job. Okay, but this freedom to choose is subject to misuse. It is unavoidable, because immature mind cannot choose properly. So subject to misuse, subject to change now and then. That's why every 2 years once nowadays, what? People give up their job and go for another job. But all jobs you can find in one category only. Anybody who earns money by receiving salary, according to our culture, is Shudra community. That's our profession wise Shudra. Because he cannot think. The person who refuses to think are kept in the Shudra community. So 90% of the people who are earning will be in that category only. Whether it is salary from IT department or salary from municipality department, that's all. Department changes, both are salary only. Few are Vaishya community, business people, they decide what to do, what not to do, how to do, how should not do. And few are politicians and administrations and other things. And very, very rarest among the rare are in Brahmana profession. Brahmana profession, you know, learning the Veda. So endangered species, that Brahmana profession has become endangered species. So this freedom is subject to misuse, subject to change. Since all are not matured to know their natural capacities and inclinations, they will choose wrongly. Since the choice will be according to the likes and dislikes, choice will be according to the funds, money, salary, ಎಷ್ಟು ಕೊಡ್ತಾರಪ್ಪ ಅದು ಹೇಳಿ, ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ ನೀ ಏನ್ ಕೇಳ್ತಾವನೋ ಏನೋ ನಾ ಮಾಡ್ತೇನೆ, ನೀ ಎಷ್ಟು ಕೊಡ್ತಾರ? 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, I am ready. ಎಷ್ಟು ಕೊಡ್ತೀನಿ ಅದು ಫಸ್ಟ್. ನಾವು ಡೇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮನಿ ಪ್ರಿವಿಲೇಜಸ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರೈಟೀರಿಯಾ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆಲೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಜಾಬ್. ದಿಸ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅವಾಯ್ಡೆಡ್. ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್? With regard to jati, we cannot change our classification. If our parents are so and so, we will be living as so and so only. So we need not feel inferior or we cannot feel superior based on our parentage. And with regard to karma, everyone has a choice to choose his own profession. Profession cannot be the criterion for superiority or inferiority. He is doing computer work. Another person is sweeping the road. In what way it is different? Both have to stand like this before the master. Correct? Both have to stand holding their hands. So there is no inferiority or superiority. But with regard to guna, there is a superiority and inferiority. A person who has that laziness, who has that intrinsic tamoguna, he is near to animal. All animalistic inclination. Three things only he will do. He will eat, then sleep, then procreate. Sense pleasure, eating and sleeping. These three only animals. With regard to guna, he is near to animal, even though he is born as a son of Brahmana. So Shastra says, everybody should try to become Brahmana gradually, converting his own character. That conversion happens in a gradual way through proper sadhana. For sadhana, again you can take the Vedic culture. Vedic culture gives sadhana for converting. First, if a person is very lazy, tamoguni, he has to make to get up first. Appa, get up. You need not be unselfish, be selfish, but get up and do something. So, Shudra guna to Vaishya guna, sadhana is what? Activity, selfish activity. Then Vaishya guna to Kshatriya guna, activity, but with unselfishness, service oriented activity. Karma yoga we call. First category, Shudra to Vaishya guna, this transformation happens because of activity, karma. Second transformation, Vaishya guna to Kshatriya guna, the transformation happens through karma yoga. Bhagavan comes in that life. Third conversion, Kshatriya to Brahmana through upasana, contemplative studies and other things. Then Shastra says, you have to grow spiritually, not up to the Brahmana guna, you have to grow up to Gunatita. Gunatita means what? Beyond all guna. You become the Jnani or Jivan Muktaha. That is the idea. Not becoming Brahmana guna. So, Jati vibhagaha is abolished in our society, karma vibhagaha will be there, guna vibhagaha will be there. Classification according to profession and classification according to character will be there in any society. In any society, these two classifications will be there as long as this creation will be there. Because it is provided by Bhagavan. Whatever is provided by Bhagavan is not useless. It is useful. Therefore, very carefully Bhagavan says, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhaga Shaha, he told. Jati Vibhaga, you have made a path. For certain reason you have made. I am not going to blame you. For certain reason you have made. So because you have made, it is temporary. It has gone. Now go for another. We have lifestyle. So everyone has enough opportunity to grow spiritually, even in this modern age, by following the very old Vedic culture. Very old Vedic culture, by growing slowly, gradually, by doing proper sadhana. So that is the discussion of Varnashrama Dharma. Nearly 1.5 hours we have discussed this. But this is not the important point. He wanted to say in this shloka, even though I am the classifier, I am in charge of classification of humanity, I am akarta, I am not in bondage. You cannot point out your finger, hey, you are the cause for all this problem, untouchability problem. You cannot say. So he says, tasya kartaram abhimam vidhi akartaram avyayam. Even though I am the owner, I am the producer, I am not the owner. It is like some jokes. Somebody asks whether this taxi will come. The driver says, varu, varad. May come, may not come. One of our boys showed to me that joke. Good joke it is.
Any question he asks, he gives two answers. Both are contradictory answers.
Poguma?
Pogo? Pogar. It may go or may not go. Like that, here Bhagavan says, I am the owner, I am not the owner. Two contradictory statements. If it is told by ordinary person, we will brand him as what? Mad fellow. But it is told by Bhagavan. So we have to probe into that, what he wants to say. Just he cannot say something irrelevant. So our Acharya probe into that. They have found out, yes, both statements are correct. But in two different angles. The question is, if a person is karta, karta means what? Doer. If he claims that I am the doer, he is responsible for that action. And he is responsible for that result of that action. And that result will be either painful one or pleasurable one, punya or papa. So if Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna claims that I am the karta of the chaturvarna, so he is also a samsari, he is also subject to punya papa. These are, at least Bhagavan is away from punya papa and samsara, but here, because of Kartrutva Buddhi, he also has the samsara and punya papa. For that answer is no. Ishvara does not have samsara. How? How Bhagavan can be karta, at the same time he can escape samsara? Because any karta means immediately samsara. Doer means result, and the result will be either pain or pleasurable one. So how? This assertion, if it is understood properly, whole Vedanta is understood. If a person understands this assertion properly, whole Vedanta is understood. Here, the crucial word is aham. In both statements, he uses the word aham. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam. In Tritiya it is there. Maya means aham. By me, chaturvarna was created. Tasya kartaram api mam viddhi. In both places, the aham word is there, I is there. Who says I? Does body say I? Or consciousness says I? Body cannot say I. Consciousness also cannot say I. Because consciousness is what? All pervasive one. It cannot say I. Combination of both these things makes a person to say I. Consciousness is everywhere. Okay? Consciousness in even every part of the space. Space doesn't say I. Because there is no medium. And dead body also doesn't say I, because there is no manifestation of that consciousness. So who says I? The combination of Atma and Anatma is equal to Aham, I. Combination of Deha, body, and Dehi. Dehi means what? Consciousness, manifestation of the consciousness. Of these two, Dehi, Atma, Nityaha, Akarta, non-doer. Dehaha, anatma, karta, doer. Due to ignorance, humanity, human mind thinks that I am dehaha. Therefore, whenever the body walks, what we say? We don't say, body walks there. We say, I am walking there. Correct? Whenever body eats, we say, I am eating. When body is dark, we understand ourselves, I am dark. When body is beautiful, I say I am beautiful. So all properties belong to body, but due to ignorance, the word body is removed, I is put there. I am going, I am walking, I am eating, I am sleeping, I am doing like this. So that is ignorance. Ajnanat dehabhimanaha, dehabhimanat kartrutvam. Whereas a wise person doesn't have this dehabhimana. A wise man doesn't have dehabhimana. Therefore, he says, I am akarta. Instead of doing action, I told you now last class or before class, after nicely eating, Durvasa Rishi told, hey Yamuna Devi, if I did not take food at all, please give me the way. Rukmini sa, yena pa ishtu shrulli alitare, this much of life, Yamuna Devi gave way. Yamuna Devi gave way. And Bhagavan Krishna says, I am Nitya Brahmachari. 16,000 age, but he says, I am Nitya Brahmachari. In spite of violently acting, he can happily say, I don't do any action at all. Aham ajaha, in spite of born, ajopisan, sambhavam. I am unborn, he says. Similarly, sambhavam, I am born, he says. Aham nitya muktaha, in spite of living in this world. Therefore, he says, even though I am the cause of this creation, still I am akarta. Kartrutvam can exist only when a person is ajnani. Anatma drishtya tasya kartaram apima, atma drishtya vidhi akartaram. From the standpoint of this physical body, even though it appears to others that body is doing, he is doing, from the standpoint of the ultimate reality, two levels of reality you have to understand. That's why it is very difficult. Understanding his statement is equal to understanding the entire Vedanta. So Bhagavan says, being akarta, aham avyayam iti mam vidhi. Aham asamsarinam iti mam vidhi. I am not karta, I don't have any karma phalam, punya papa and samsara. Even though I appear to be performing big, big action, namdala yena small, small action, how they know? Srishti, Sithi, Laya, he has to take care of all terrorists and rakshasas, asuras, big, big activities he is doing. Still, even though I kill so many rakshasas and asuras, still I don't have any papa or punya. Even though I am protecting so many devotees also, I don't feel that I have protected that. Know that I am akarta, therefore samsara rahitaha. Hey Arjuna, why I am telling this? Hey Arjuna, you also can be free from samsara if you gain this atma anatma viveka jnana. Can you separate the word called I? There comes the crucial point. A wise man separates very I word and he relates with varieties of people in a varieties of way. In Swami Vivekananda's life, one boy comes and asks, Swamiji, we heard that you were in London. Swamiji was in another mode of thought. He told, no, London was in me, he told. The boy asked, Swamiji, I heard that you were in London. How it was, he asked. Swamiji told, no, London was in me like that. What is this? What answer it is? Then he asked again. Then Swamiji told, what you asked? Oh, you asked like that. Okay, okay, I was in London only. The first I is different from second I. But for an ajnani, for a ignorant person, both I are same. Or a I down. For a jnani, there are different I. Therefore, Bhagavan says, hey Arjuna, you also can be a mukta purushaha. Even though you happen to do all types of activities, you won't find that you are the cause for that. Indriyani indriyartheshu vartante. We saw that in the third chapter. Guna guneshu vartante iti matva na sajjate. Therefore, nobody can point out finger that I am the cause for all these problems called world. People are very much angry with God because a lot of sufferings are there in their life. Many question and answer session give, many questions will be always, why this creation? He won't ask when his girlfriend is nice and talking. When girlfriend refuses only, he'll ask, why this creation? So Bhagavan says, I am the law manifesting in all conditions same way. Whether a child touches me or a old man touches me, I am the law. You cannot say, did you fire me? Suppose a person puts his finger and asks the fire, hey fire, did you burn me? The fire will say, yes. Then if you ask, why you burnt me? Then fire will say, I did not burn. You burn. I am the fire, I am the principle. What is your attitude? Accordingly, I relate with you. So therefore, we have to understand this. Tasya kartaram apimam, vidhi akartaram avyayam. Aham karmapala dhata, so I give the karmapala according to their own purva samskara. So therefore, some are born with brahmana guna, some are born with kshatriya guna, some are born with brahmana karma, some are born with kshatriya karma. So these differentiations are not because of me, even though I am the classifier of the entire humanity. More details we will see in the next class.
ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಣದ ಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ.